Brother and sister, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. I receive a question from a brother. He asked me about the minimum distance for the traveler to shorten the prayer from 4 to 2. And he mentioned something that a brother told him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to travel, remember this term, used to travel 3 miles outside of Al-Madina, and he used to shorten the prayer, combine the prayer, and break the fast if he's fasting in Ramadan. Indeed, there is confusion here. We need to explain it and to clarify it. And in this matter, I want to talk about 4 points related to the Salat in the traveling. First of all, to shorten the prayer from 4 to 2 is permissible in our Sharia, in our deen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in Al-Quran Kareem, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do it and to practice it. Allah jalla jalaluhu said in Surah An-Nisa, وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقُصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. The meaning of this ayah in English, this is from Surah An-Nisa, ayah 101. And when you Muslims travel in the land, there is no sin on you, there is no harm, there is nothing wrong on you or with you if you shorten a salah, if you fear that the disbelievers may put you in a trial, yani attack you. Verily, the disbelievers are ever unto you open enemies, clear enemies. So this ayah mentioned clearly that there is no harm, no sin on you if you shorten the prayer, your prayer. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, he used to practice this sha'ira to shorten the prayer. And here, al-ruba'iyah becomes two. The like dhuhr, asr, isha. Instead of praying it 4, you can pray it 2. Here, there is one comment. We'd like to mention it. Al-ayah said, if you have fear from the enemies. But today, not today only, for 1400 years until the Day of Judgment, anytime the Muslim, if want to travel, it's allowed for him to shorten his prayer. Even if there is no fear. One of At-Tabi'een, his name is Ya'la ibn Umayyah, asked Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu about this ayah. Because al-ayah combine the shorten the prayer, reducing the prayer with what? The fear. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I asked the same question to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered me by saying, it is sadaqah, تصدق الله بها عليكم فاقبلوا صدقته سبحانه وتعالى. Is it charity? Is nafila from Allah? Is gift? Is gift from Allah سبحانه وتعالى to this ummah? So accept Allah's gift سبحانه وتعالى. The other point I'd like to say, to shorten the prayer in that when you are traveling, it is mandatory or optional. Imam Abu Hanifa and in Hanafi Madhab, They said it is wajib. If you are traveling, you have to try to reduce or to shorten the prayer from 4 to 2. And here I don't want to go through the adilla and the proofs and details only. I want to mention points only. Al-Malikiyya, Imam Malik, as if they have more than one opinion, but what in their madhab, what the fatwa in their madhab, they said, shorten the prayer, al-qasru fi salat, it is highly recommended. Sunnatun mu'akkada, is confirmed and affirmed sunnah. Sunnah mu'akkada. Al-Imam Shafi and Imam Ahmad, both they have the same opinion. They said this is optional. It is optional. It's up to you if you are traveling to pray al-dhuhr 4 or to pray 2. It's optional. It's equal. But at the same time, they said it is better. Al-afdal. Al-afdal is better to pray 2 instead of 4. Only is more recommended. But it is optional, but it's better to pray too, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do it. Now, point number 3, and this is the main point that I want to talk, the distance. The distance for the prayer. Al-Hanafiyya, they mentioned a previous and the old distance, but they make a definition. They said the distance is equals for somebody walking for 3 days. To walk for 3 days in not the winter or the summer. That means is not the measurement, we shouldn't go when the day is long or too short, too long or too short, in the middle. And when they made calculation in these days, in our terminology, equals about 96 kilometers. That's equal 60 miles. Our miles, these days, nowadays miles. Because in the Arab, long time, at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, they used to have meal. Meal, it is Arabic. They call it al-meel al-hashimi. That's known, al-meel. And it is mentioned in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala. I know, inshallah, we'll come to this. So based on al-Hanafi madhab, they said 96 kilometers, approximately 60 miles today. But al-jumhur, the rest, al-Malikiyya, wal-Shafi'iyya, wal-Hanabila, they said the distance is for somebody to walk 2 days and tonight. Also walking. And they said it is 16 farsakh equals 48 meal, the Arabic meal. And if we do some calculation, is approximately or almost 89 kilometers. 89, that means almost 90. And Al-Hanafiyya, they said 96. So the difference is only 7 kilometers. If one change it to miles, 89 kilometers to miles is about 56 miles, 55, 56 miles. So, Anas, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خرج اسمعوا ليس إذا سافر إذا خرج مسيرة ثلاثة أميال، إذن حديث صحيح هذا، أو ثلاثة فراسخ، صلى ركعتين. هذا this حديث narrated in سنن أحمد، إمام أحمد، and in صحيح مسلم، and سنن أبو داود. أنس the servant of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم if he went out of Al-Madinah for 3 miles, I don't want to say miles because the Arabic mile different than today's mile or the American miles. And by the way, the American miles equals 1.6 kilometers anymore, more than 1.5, about 1.5 kilometers. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said if Rasulullah sallam went out, kharaja, he didn't say safara. That means a safar is not related to 3 miles or 3 mil. That means if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want to travel, when he went out in his traveling, 3 meals, he used to start to shorten the prayer. The 4, he used to pray it 2. And Anas himself, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated in another hadith, he said, صليت الظهر مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة 4. وصليت العصر معه بذي الحليفة ركعتين. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري ومسلم. Agreed upon حديث أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه said I prayed with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم at الظهر inside المدينة 4 ركعة. Then when we went out traveling, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Dhul Hulayfa, I prayed with him al-Asr 2 rak'ah. Al-Hadith sahih in al-Bukhari and Muslim. There is no doubt, Dhul Hulayfa, do you know, today they call it Abyar Ali. If anyone went to Umrah or Hajj from Al-Madinah, knows what Abyar Ali is and where Abyar Ali is. It is south of Al-Madinah toward Mecca, about 5 kilometers, 6-7 kilometers, like that, not more. Maybe less than this. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he used to go to Mecca, he used to pass by Abyar Ali, by Dhul Hulayfa. Over there is like small masjid. Today is big masjid. And there is water. And all the Hujjaj and Mu'tamirin, today, because of Corona, there is no Umrah, no Hajj so far. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Corona away and take the hardship and this contagious disease, this pandemic, inshallah, soon, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Those who want to perform Hajj or Umrah, starting from Al-Madinah, they usually pass by Dhul Hulayfa, Abyar Ali, take a shower and pray to Raqqa over there and start an-niyyah, labbaik Allahumma Hajj or labbaik Allahumma Umrah. So the second hadith of Anas in As-Sahihain explained the first hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim and by Imam Ahmad. And don't forget what we mentioned about Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad, he wasn't only a faqih, he was Alim al-Hadith, Muhaddith. He narrated this hadith. He knows this hadith. And his opinion in fiqh about the distance, he said, 16 farsakh, about 90 kilometers, 55, 56 miles today. Also, Ibn Abi Shaybah, narrated that Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله تعالى عنه once he wanted to travel from Al-Kufa. Al-Kufa was his capital, the capital of Al-Khilafah at the time of Ali رضي الله عنه, toward Al-Basra. The distance between Al-Kufa and Al-Basra is more than 100 miles. So it is a distance and allow the traveler to shorten the prayer. So when he is outside or about to be outside or right at the border, he saw a small house made out of baboon, qasab. And this small house made out of wood, people are living inside, and he told his companion or his friends, لولا هذا الخص هو البيت من قصب لقصرنا. This is small, like a tent, but people are living inside. It's part of Al-Kufa. Even it's a little bit outside, but it's part of Al-Kufa. And the people inside is from Kufa. If this one is not here, I rather start to shorten the prayer. But because of this, I did not. And Imam Al-Bukhari narrated in his Sahih, when Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was coming back from Al-Basra to Al-Kufa, his companions also, they saw Al-Kufa. And they told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is Al-Kufa. Anutim, yani, we start to pray the Dhuhr for Raka and Asr for Raka to complete the prayer. He said, No, hatta nadkhulaha, until we are inside the city. So the conclusion of this question or this issue that I mentioned, that about related to the distance, this brother may be confused between these two hadiths narrated by the same narrator, the servant of Rasulullah ﷺ, Anas ibn Malik. Anas ibn Malik did not say it clearly if Rasulullah ﷺ traveled for 3 miles at all. He said if he's outside for 3 miles, yeah, that means on his way. It is allowed for you even before 3 miles. If you are outside, and that's what al-fuqaha agreed upon. And these two hadiths from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu is clearly that is not allowed to shorten the prayer if you are not outside of the city. All Anas, the Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that, told us when Rasulullah was about 3 mil, and about 5 miles today, of outside of the city or the Medina, he started to shorten the prayer. And al-fuqaha, they said, whenever you are outside, even in 1 mile, is allowed to shorten the prayer. And when you are coming back to your city, coming back, you finish your traveling and you are back, still, if you are even 1 mile, 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles before you're back to your city, still you have the right to shorten your prayer and to combine between your prayer. This is what the scholars through 1400 years and following this. And if somebody want to, and you can see, and you can, if you dig in the book of fiqh, you can see some ulama or some fuqaha, they said, no, you can, if you travel 5 miles, 10 miles or more or less, but what we should follow, what the majority of ulama, majority of ummah, especially the four great imam, the four great madhahib, understood these ahadith, we should follow it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.